It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Okay, welcome back to the Labatt Studio, and it's quarter number two. It's time for Tucker's Tape, brought to you by GoPSURV.com, located only minutes from Beaver Stadium. The convenience and value of renting an RV for a Penn State home game is something every Nittany Lions fan should consider. Everybody who rents an RV from GoPSURV.com has a chance to win breakfast with Blair Thomas. Yet another reason to make GoPSURV.com your choice for home games. For more information, visit the website GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467. GoPSURV.com, the ultimate tailgating
experience. He's one of my favorite Penn State players ever. Like from when I was a kid, the guys that stand out to me are DJ Dozier, Shane Conlin, Blair Thomas, and OJ McDuffie. Those were like, and Kerry Collins, because he's from where I'm from. Right. Those are like my five guys that really, like, when it was the national championship team, it was Shane Conlin and DJ Dozier. Then for 2 years, it was Blair Thomas. Then I don't remember who it was, like 90. Then it was 91, 92 was OJ McDuffie.
OJ McDuffie. Yeah.
And then I was 14, and then I was kind of too cool. Like, I like Kerry Collins more when he was like a freshman, sophomore. By the time 94 came around and Penn State went, you know, should have been national champs, won the Rose Bowl, I was starting on high school football. So you're just never going to be as much of a fan when you get to like the high school level or older and you're playing.
Right.
Plus, why missing? We play a bunch of Saturday afternoon games, so I didn't really watch them that
much. Did you
ever
play in white cleats? Ever in like either at any level, because Penn State's going to be in the pearly whites for the special uniform against Purdue. Did you ever play in white cleats?
Wyomissing's colors are similar.
I did. Size 19.
Not at Wyomissing. We wore black shoes, but I did. There were times with the Redskins I wore white cleats. Times with the Cowboys, I believe, maybe Buffalo Bills. In fact, I only remember wearing dark cleats with the Browns.
Did Princeton have a chains guy too, like Jake Zembeck? Like, did you take your chain off before the game?
And is that who it is, Zembeck?
It's Zembeck, with that beautiful mustache.
They have a chain guy for your chains?
By the way, you too can have a scholarship to put chains on the guys' necks. Now, look, Zembeck's a great kid. I love when he came on Keystone Sports Network. He was awesome kid. Not a great quarterback at the college level, but he got a full ride to Penn State. So he was darn good in high school, Rochester. I think St. Thomas Aquinas. Like that's a great example right there of something that definitely does not need to be in my brain anymore. You know what I mean? Like it would
you
be
gotta
so,
hit the eject button.
It would be so nice if we could just dump out stuff that, like any Zembeck stats, go ahead, get it out of my brain. Speaking of stats, by the way,
we're focused on Maryland takeaways.
So here's what we do. During the season, when I'm here, which hopefully is as much as possible, we take what happened in the previous game and we spin it forward to the next game. What we need to see improvement on or what we need to see continued growth on like we saw. And I got to tell you, that might have been the best Penn State performance since we've been doing this.
At least two quarters. That first two quarters was
like I can't
flawless,
remember.
Almost.
Bob, is you there know, another game? Since we've been to a Keystone Sports Network. Is there another game where it's like?
Yes, I know exactly. It's the 2016 season, the week after Iowa upset Michigan. Penn State beat Iowa like 41-17. Ran for it was a primetime game. They ran for over 300 yards, and they held Iowa to like 10 yards.
It was like
rushing.
Raining. Was it like rainy?
Yeah, and they. They beat them bloody. They did. And that was the team that beat Michigan and really upset the apple cart, and they just hammered them. But that Maryland effort was close.
It was really, really impressive. Now, Josh Jackson, the quarterback for Maryland, I now see why he transferred from Virginia Tech and why he got beat out by the walk-on at Virginia Tech. He struggled. That was not a good performance. And I was actually worried about him.
Yeah.
Because he did some really good things at Virginia Tech.
Right.
But for Penn State, so many positives. It's like hard to believe. I don't know what they did during the bye week, but I hope Franklin does that every bye week for the rest of his tenure and every week ever. I mean, unbelievably impressive across the board. I almost don't even know where to start.
You were concerned about, what turned around or what changed the most during the bye week that struck you?
The biggest major positive steps, I'd say, would be the offensive line, Sean Clifford and Ricky Ronnie. And in fairness, all those things kind of go hand in hand, right?
They
really do. Like, Ricky Ronnie was clearly a step ahead of Maryland's defensive coordinator the whole game. They just looked like they were in a rhythm. And part of that, part of the reason why the offensive line looks good is because Ricky Ronnie is a step ahead of the Maryland defensive coordinator. He's putting them in a good position to succeed. And Clifford was making the throws. I mean, it was, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like, I can't remember. Did they interview Franklin at halftime on the FS1 broadcast? I can't remember. No, I think it was off here. But, what would he have even said?
Right.
I just liked when they would show him on the sideline, and he was, trying not to smile. I mean, it was unbelievable. And Maryland, they're getting worse by the week, but they're not a terrible team. I mean, they killed Syracuse. They've got some talent over there. But they just – that moment was too big for them. I will say this, though. I think it was more Penn State good than Maryland bad.
I agree.
I didn't watch that and be like, oh my gosh, Maryland sucks. They're just blowing it. It really wasn't. Now, did he groove a couple interceptions? Yeah. But it was a nice job, especially the one by Jan Johnson for Berks County. Especially that one where he got underneath that drop. That was huge. The Tariq Castro Fields one, I mean,
he came off of his
right
coverage.
To him.
I mean, but he came off of coverage.
Tariq came off a receiver.
Right, but still.
He did throw it right to him.
You got to see that. But the biggest steps forward, clearly in my mind, the offensive line really across the board. Sean Clifford was going through his progressions quickly, getting the ball out of his hands quickly. I've said this before. People don't understand it. The faster Sean Clifford gets the ball out of his hands, the better sign that is for Penn State fans, because it usually means somebody's open early in the play. That's good for Ricky Ronnie. And also means he knows where he wants to go with the football. That's what we need to see. Not him standing there. That's a real bad sign. I don't know what they did with the game plan, if they pared it down. He looked so much more comfortable. He was very accurate. And then, I could give positives for almost everybody. That Chizena kid's a legitimate deep threat.
Yeah.
He is a legitimate deep threat. Who gets white walk-ons that are legitimate deep threats? It's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
He's really, really good at something that Penn State needs. He can make the contested catch.
Yeah.
He can go get the ball. He can high point the ball.
He's pretty big too,
yeah,
right?
He's 6'3", 205, something like that. And he can run. He can really run.
Is he on special teams?
Yes.
I haven't noticed.
But he's on the kickoff team. That's the least.
That's
never,
why you haven't noticed.
You know what I mean? That's why.
They need to put him on every special, because he could get a shot in the NFL.
Yeah.
You're big and you're really fast, you could get a shot as a practice squad and then maybe the fifth wide receiver that plays teams.
I said in the offseason that he reminded me of Ethan Kilmer, if you remember him on the OBI
team. Oh, yeah.
It's almost like watching him 15 years later, because he does a lot of the things that Ethan could do. And Ethan was actually drafted. I think he played for the Bengals. Someone will definitely take a long look at him, because guys that can play special teams and run like that at that size, that's a fifth wideout who you don't deactivate.
I wouldn't be surprised if he gets drafted. I'll tell you why. Because they're going to look at him and they're going to say, so much potential.
Right.
He's been running track. How good could he be? He might be really, really good. You're almost better off. As soon as you can go pro, you're usually better off doing that, because the longer you stay, I swear they find negatives with you. It's the smaller sample size, the better. So Clifford was great. Ricky Ronnie, great. O-line, great. Go ahead, Andy.
We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Back at you, Ross.
Okay. So let's get then to other things that jumped out to me. First of all, Ricky Slade's fine. He's fine. He's a good player. You still don't think so?
No.
I thought he played a lot better than he has played in the first.
Yeah,
my
point is they're all good.
Yeah,
like they legitimately, right. Like everybody's been, what's up with this 4-man rotation? And like you, like they should have a 4-man rotation until somebody shows that they're not good, or until somebody shows that they're clearly the best. Like I'm telling you, I don't care about the stats that much, but I thought Devin Ford looked awesome when he came in. And yes. Obviously, that's my guy. I'm biased.
Right.
But I thought he looked awesome. Devin Ford, 6.1 yards per carry. Noah Cain, 2.4. Based on your logic, Bob, Noah Cain should never play again then, right?
Noah Cain had a very, very nice blitz pickup on the touchdown to Bowers.
That was awesome.
Yes, Ross. Ross, you're welcome.
Noah Cain.
You're welcome, Ross.
Exclamation point. In my notes. Boom. Let me tell you who else is awesome. Penn State's linebacker depth.
Yeah. Oh.
It's Jesse Luketa is a man. Ellis Brooks is a man. Like, I love these guys. I mean, Micah Parsons goes out. By the way, I'm still not convinced that was a hit to the head of a defenseless player.
Left his feet.
But if you launch yourself, yeah. That's one of the, what do they call
it? Plus, it was well after the ball was away.
Yeah, it's one of the targeting indicators.
Right.
You cannot launch like that. But who loses Micah Parsons? And it's like they didn't miss a beat. Linebacker U is back. They have unbelievable depth. After this year, when Cam Brown and Jan leave, I'm not going to say they'll shrug their shoulders, but they might be better. They might be better next year.
They're
going to
redshirt Lance Dixon. That's how good they feel about him.
It's crazy. Absolutely crazy.
You go to their backups, you've got Ellis Brooks, Jesse Luketa, and Brandon Smith.
Yeah.
And they like Big Ten schools would take that trio.
They like the CV kid, too. He's not there yet.
Yeah. And he seems to me like a guy that plays his fourth and fifth year, like kind of like a Jan Johnson type.
Or a Brandon Smith, the other Brandon Smith.
Right.
Yes.
Right. I think that's a good point. But those are my big takeaways. I literally stopped taking notes when it was like 35-0. I'm like, I don't know what. One more thing I'll say. I really like what they've done with building the depth on the offensive line. Dez Holmes is pretty good.
Yeah.
Like Dez Holmes is fine and Miranda's fine. So they have 7 guys that they can play when the game is still in doubt. And if they do suffer an injury, which seems like it happens every year, they'll have a guy that they can plug in, whether it's an inside guy, it's Miranda, outside guy, it's Dez Holmes. Really, really good sign for them.
All right, that's it for quarter number 2 in Ross's take from the Labatt Blue Studio. Stick around. We've got your questions and his answers. Ask Ross is next. Coming right back.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.